Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to PGN. My name is Carmen. I'll be your host tonight, and I'm here to minister to you tonight. Just pull out your coffee, your tea, whatever you like that's nice and warm, and sit down, and let's chat like if we were at my kitchen table. Tonight, I have several topics. And I hope you enjoy it all. If you have a testimony, think of something that you want to testify about so you can share it. It might help somebody else, something to build somebody else's faith, right? When we listen to what's happening to somebody else, that helps us in our walk, especially when we're going through stuff. I'm going to be talking about Jehovah Nissi, the Lord. The banner over us is love. He's our banner. And I wanted to talk about my lover, Jesus. this week, I'm going to start with a testimony, and then I'll give a little bit of the word. It was funny. Last week, for about a week and a half, I was going through some issues at home. My furnace broke. Well, so I thought it broke. And so I called a repairman, and I had called on a Sunday, and then I had to call on Monday again because they told me to call on Monday. Then they told me on Tuesday the man would come in. My house was cold, and I was like, oh, I hope that he comes and finishes it. So when he comes, takes a look at my furnace, and when he looks at it, he looks at me and he says, well, it could be your furnace and it might be the whole thing. You might have to replace the whole thing or it might be something else. So he's checking. He said it will be $500. And I was like, oh, my goodness, where am I going to get $500? I'm like, well, Lord, you're going to have to help me. So he says, well, I'll go out and I'll get the part and then I'll come back. I have other work to do, so I'll come back later in the evening. So he never made it in the evening. I get a phone call from the secretary and she says, no, he can't make it. He'll make it tomorrow. Is that okay? And I go, well, yeah, you know, I mean, I need my furnace. So, but I forgot that I had a doctor's appointment, so it was already scheduled. So in the morning, she calls me before I get a chance to call her, and I tell her, you know, I won't be able to because I have a doctor's appointment. And so she started giving me an attitude. I'm like, I'm the one that's paying you guys, not you paying me. So, okay. So I'm like, okay, I'll call you as soon as I'm out and I'm able to go. So I went in and did some things, and I was about to call her, and she calls me again. So I said, well, I'll be home in a minute. I'm on my way home. And so she was giving me an attitude, and finally I had it. I said, you know what? I'm canceling this. I'm normally not one to say anything, but she was really rubbing me wrong. And so I called the next day, and I said I wanted to talk to the manager, and she wouldn't let me. She says, he's not here. He's out of town. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday without a furnace working. And so I call in Monday and I says, can I speak to the manager? She goes, I am the manager. And I go, well, can I speak to an owner? And she goes, well, he's not here. And so she was giving me the runaround. So I said, can I have an email? So she says, she gave me the email. I said, okay, thank you. And I hung up. So I wrote an email to let this gentleman know that I wasn't pleased with the service. So he didn't answer me. The second day, nothing. So I said, I have to do something because the house is cold. So I called another company. They come in, and they check it and blah, blah, blah. And do you know, there was nothing wrong with my furnace. And that's why God, he wanted me to stand up and not take the abuse. Sometimes we take abuse and sometimes we have to say something. We can't stay shut and take it because people will abuse you. So I opened my mouth and I told him. And after I got my furnace fixed, then I got an email from the other owner. And we want to help you with, you know, this and that. And I'm like, okay. So I wrote him a nice little letter, and I told him the reason why I wasn't going to be needing their services and how I was mistreated and how the other gentleman did not do a good job on letting me know if my furnace was bad or not. And it was, nothing was wrong with it. It was just that they needed to reset it. And so my lover, Jesus, he came through for me. He protected me, and he was there helping me. I was so happy. I was so happy just for the fact that I didn't have to pay $500. But the fact that, you know, I was still giving these people a chance, but with all that, you know, God allowed their bad attitude to allow me to be saved. So I'll be talking about our lover, Jesus, and we'll be talking about it in the Book of Song of Solomon. And I have a way of connecting things with stories. I'm kind of like a storyteller. And my kids used to enjoy that when they were little. I would make a story and I would teach them how to say stories. The other day I went to a farmer's market. And I met my son. I bumped into my son, and my son says, "Hey, Mom, you're not gonna like it here. There's a lady that goes around reading fortunes." And I'm like, "So, you know, she's gonna come up to you and she's gonna read your fortune." Well, unfortunately, she didn't come up to me and she didn't read my fortune. But the Lord later on impressed in me that people that read tarot cards and read your fortune, they make you feel like you need them, that their gift is so needed that you'll be sorry if you don't, you know, come to them. And so the Lord was showing me that this is a form of witchcraft. It is witchcraft. It's it's a fault because they're prophesying to you. But it's not under the influence of godly spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's a demonic spirit. And so they speak with their mouths things over you, seeing things that are not of God. Unlike true people of God, true prophets that spend their lives with God, reading the word and seeking him and hearing from God for other people. And so you should never go to a psychic or any of these tarot card readers. And so God was showing me a relationship with that, with the mouth, about that kind of spirit. And that spirit, that false prophet spirit in the tarot reading and all that, it's like a gossiping spirit. It just invites other kinds of spirit. And I forgot to pray. So give me a moment, I will pray before we continue, and I'll continue with my story. I'm just so excited about what God has done for me this week that I just jumped in. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we have together with you. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone tonight. I pray, Father God, that the testimonies, the words that come out of our mouths, Father God, that it will bring you glory and praise and honor. We just thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, Lord. And we ask you to bless Randy, bless all the ministers and the family of PGN, Father God, that you would draw them closer even more so as the days go by, Father. We just thank you in Jesus' name for that. Amen. Okay, so getting back to my story, it's gossiping. And God was showing me when people of God, start gossiping. That's using their mouths in the wrong way to speak wrong things, just like a fortune teller or a tarot card reader or somebody like that. They're looking like the enemy when they start talking back, biting each other and talking and saying, oh, we have to pray for this so-and-so. And then they start talking about things that they really don't know anything about. God does not like that. He says, stop it. And the reason why I'm bringing all this is because weeks back we were talking about the threshing floor and the idols and things like that that we need to get rid of. And that's one of the things that God wants us to deal with. So this week, if as you meditate and examine yourself, examine the things that you have and examine if there's anything like that, like the enemy, you know, gossiping, that shouldn't be in your life, to get it out. Okay. So getting back to the Song of Solomon, and this is all for the bride, because a bride, right, when a bride gets ready for a wedding, she takes out everything that's bad, and she looks beautiful, and she's all dressed in white with her crown and all that, right? And so when we present ourselves, we're going to present ourselves to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? And we want to be a bride without spots or wrinkles. And sin and idols, those create spots and wrinkles in our wedding gown. And well, let's get back to Song of Solomon. If you remember that some weeks back, and I'll refresh what we had spoken about the names of God. And the names of God represent God's character. And so when we read the Word of God, we'll see God's character in different things that have happened to the saints of God and what it reflects there on God's character in that situation. So last week we spoke about that I told you that it's good to look at the names of God because you get to know who God is through the names. And so last week we talked about Jehovah Jireh. And Jehovah Jireh is the God who, let me put my glasses on, who sees my needs and then provides for those needs. He's our provider, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we spoke about that last week. So this week we're going to be talking about Jehovah Nissi. He is the Lord, my victory, my standard, and my banner. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And so we have also Jehovah Shalom. God is my peace. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And there's Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's in Isaiah 53:5. And Jehovah Shammah, he is always with me. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's in Hebrews 13:5. And then there's Jehovah Shabbat. He is my strong deliverer. David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34:4. He is God, and above him there is no other. But he is also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. So let's get back to talking about Jehovah Nissi, and I'll connect the dots here in a moment. My computer keeps going up. Okay, so this week, it was funny the way that God led me into this, and I was already talking about the character of God, but there was something, I think it was on Monday, I wasn't feeling like much reading or doing anything. I just was feeling blah. And so I turned on the TV, and I was watching something on YouTube. And it was on a story of, I don't know if you remember the model named Iman. She was the wife of the late David Jones, also known as David Bowie. And they hadn't heard from her in a while. He had passed away. And she was talking about her love story. As you all know, Iman was
black. I think she was African. I'm not sure exactly where she was from, but she's a black lady, beautiful woman, a model for many years, and now she's older and married to David Bowie. And she was talking about the love affair that she had with her husband, how much they loved each other, that it truly was a love affair. He loved her very much. And so she was saying how she didn't consider him, that he was dead, that she still believed that one day she will see him. And she was helping her daughter, who was a teenager, overcome the grief of losing her father. But the pain of dealing with that, she neglected to take care of herself. And years later, she went back to where they used to live in the country, and that's where it hit her. Grief hit her hard. And she welcomed it, and it was there to save. She says it just hit her, letting her know that it wasn't going to go anywhere. And she had to just go through the process of grief. And she did. And she pulled out pictures, and that made her really happy to remember him in the pictures. And we sort of like have something like that, communion. When we have communion, we remember him. We have the communion to remember what he did for us on the cross. And so there was a lot of parallels that I was watching and seeing, and I could feel the Lord showing me the parallels and all this, and trying to bring this whole message together to let you know that the Lord loves you too. And he died on the cross, but he's not dead. He's alive, and we will see him again. So you hear this Miss Iman talking about her deceased husband, which she says he's not deceased. And then she also was saying one of the things that helped her with her grief was that she would spray the house around the house with his scent so she wouldn't forget how he smelled. And the Lord was showing me that he also has a scent, and we also know when he's around. We can sense his presence. Sometimes we sense his presence so strong. At other times, we don't sense it as much. But one of the things that God was showing me about that was that if you're not sensing his presence as strong, one of the best things that you can do is fast. Fast, because that draws you close to your lover. And so we also have a scent. The Word of God says that God refers to those that are in sin and like a stench to his nostrils. And when people are walking right with him, they're a pleasing aroma unto God. So God can smell you, sort of. So going back to Iman, so she said all this to sell her product, and it was out of love. She says it was a love thing that she was doing, and it was a perfume that she had created. She said that it was a mixture of her husband's scent and her scent. She had never done a perfume before, but because of all this COVID going on, she bought all this stuff to New York, where they used to live one time. And because New York was coming back, and it was a way of saying, we're coming back, we're coming out, things are going to get better. And so that was her love offering, I guess, to everyone, so that they can smell it and, you know, see the difference. And the shape of the bottle were like two stones, one on top of the other. And so that reminded me of the stone that they rolled, that was rolled away when Jesus rose from the dead, right? And so there was a lot of parallels in her story that, I mean, the Lord was speaking to me about his love, and he's been doing that a lot. Normally he talks to me in military terms. He'll let me know military things, but lately, I don't know what it is, but he's been talking to me like a lover and talking and letting me know how much he loves me. And that's what I want to convey to you, and let you know that God loves you so much. He's just waiting. He's waiting for you. And so as I was reading the Song of Solomon this past week, it's a beautiful love song between Solomon and his bride, the Shulamite. She was also dark, and it shows, it talks about her here. And it says, if you, it describes her as being dark, that she was dark from being in the sun. And so, again, one moment here. And so, the reason why she was dark, it's not like in those days, it wasn't something that was sought after. Not like today that women go to the beach and they get their suntan and they look beautiful. The glow of having a suntan face is for beauty. Well, not in those days. A woman that had a suntan and that was burnt from being in the sun a lot was because she was working in vineyards. And here, she had to work on other people's vineyards, on her brother's vineyards, because they had her doing that. The women weren't considered, you know, a high thing. So as she was in the sun working on other people's vineyards, she caught Solomon's eye, and he looked at her, and he fell in love with her, one of many wives, right? So she wasn't light. The rabbis say that she may have been from Mediterranean descent, maybe that olive tone skin, but darkened because of being in the sun. So I'm trying to give you a picture because I'm very visual with my pictures. So there's a beautiful love song between these two, the bridegroom and the bride. And this allegory is of the love form between God, the love for Israel, God's love for Israel, and Christ's love for his bride, the church. So this love is a gift from God, and it fills the person with his attributes, the attributes of love. His spirit, it's between a love between a husband and wife. And it makes them holy and beautiful and pure in their physical and emotional and mental intimacy. It touches the body, the soul, and the spirit of the couple, right? And so God touches us also in the same way. He touches our body, our soul, our spirit. And he blesses us. And so that's why I started with that story about how God helped me and he was protecting me. He was jealous for me. He didn't allow other people to take advantage of me. So so God's spirit is there. He's love. And he wants to love on you too. So let's go to some of the interesting verses that I found in this banquet. They're talking about a banquet, the Solomon's love for the Shulamite girl. So you already have a picture of how he is supposed to look. So there's a dialogue between the Shulamite girl and her lover. And so it gets really hot and heavy, but it's funny at the same time because of the way that Solomon talks about her body. And they talk about the kisses. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. So God gives you kisses too. God gives you kisses. For your love is better than wine. Because of the fragrance of your good ointment, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore the virgins love you. Draw me away. Woo, draw me away, Cascade. You ever heard of that commercial? Well, here we see the fragrance. And that reminded me of Iman and what she was talking about, spraying the fragrance and wearing her husband's fragrance so she wouldn't forget him. And so there is a fragrance. God can smell us. And let's go to the next one. I mean, it's really interesting. This Song of Solomon, I'm telling you, it's those that love novels. I'm not into novels, you know, or soap operas or anything, but this is better than all of that. Okay. Okay, so it says, the Shulamite says, the king has brought me into the chambers. Okay, there's other verses here. Let me look for the other one. There's one that's really good on chapter 2. There again, they continue with that dialogue, one talking to the other, and he's over here, the beloved is saying, behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes. In other words, oh, you got googly eyes for me. You got eyes for me. I can see it. You caught my eyes. I know I'm making fun. It's funny, but God is funny too. And he was showing me all of this, you know, and I was feeling this just the other day. I was upstairs up on my roof trying to fix my swamp cooler. And I dread cleaning that and winterizing it because my hands get all cut up. And, oh, it's a lot of work. But I took my phone and I started worshiping him, and I just concentrated on him. And that was the best time I had up there. I was up there till evening. The sun went down, and I was still working up there. I didn't want to come down because I felt his presence so strong. That was, I think, the first time I've ever enjoyed doing my swamp cooler. And then the lights went, it got dark and the street lights came on, so I was able to finish. And so the beloved in chapter 2, it says, verse 3, like an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among sons. And then she goes down to verse 4, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Sustain me with cakes of raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. So there is a banqueting table. Have you ever been to a wedding? And there's a banquet, and people are there celebrating the couple. And so the couple are looking at each other, and they're in love, and, oh, they can't wait to get out of there. And so it goes on, and she talks to him. He talks to her, and it goes to verse 14. That's a good one. Oh, my dove, he calls her his dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cleft. No, this is her talking to him. Let me see your face in the secret places of the cleft. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet. And your face is lovely. So in the secret place, don't we also have a secret place with the Lord? So we need to find, when we're in love with, we say we love Jesus, right? So when was the last time you felt that love sickness for him? Can you honestly remember the last time? So fasting will bring you back to being in the right place, to sensing him and loving him. He wants that. He wants that. So Jehovah Nissi, let's bring it back to all this with the Solomon and the Shulamite, and what Jehovah Nissi, the Lord of victory, the banner over us is love. He's love. It says chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. So in the book of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, we're reminded of God, Jehovah Nissi, the banner of love. I don't know if ever anyone has gone into a synagogue or seen anything on TV or anything. In the synagogues, they have what they have, like a canopy. And usually weekly, they'll have children go under that canopy and they'll pray over them under the canopy of love, the banner of love over them. And they pray for them. And in a wedding, you see them, the wedding couple, they're in a canopy. They put flowers on it and they decorate it really pretty. And they have the couple there under that canopy. That's what this canopy is, the banner of love. Under his protective banner is all we will ever need or desire, but away from it will come will come the attacks of the enemy. I think it was a couple of weeks ago that I mentioned how this one in the military years ago, I think it was Iraq or one of those desert storms in our military here near our base. It was all over the news where this soldier and a bunch of other soldiers got ambushed. And they killed a lot of them. I think there were about 11 of them. And they took her and they broke her bones. And they took her in one of their hospitals. And our military went in and rescued her from being in that hospital. And they considered her a hero. But she says she wasn't a hero. She didn't do anything. The ones that, you know, because they were ambushed, because they strayed away from the path where they were supposed to go, and they got lost, basically. And so what happens? The enemy got them. And this is what happens with people when they stray away from the church, from you know, being among believers, when they sin. And gossip will get you into that, and it'll stray you away. And what happens? I'm going to connect this. In Exodus 17, the story goes here that the Israelites were attacked by the Amalekites at Rephidim. These names, I'm telling you. The Amalekites had been ambushed, right? But they ambushed the stragglers. The Amalekites had been ambushing the stragglers, the ones that were behind. What are stragglers? We need to understand. My computer went out. I need to take this off so I can have more freedom here. Let's look at the word straggler, and then you'll understand. A straggler is a person in a group who becomes separated from the others, typically because of moving more slowly. So these people, the stragglers, the Israelites, they were moving away. They were going away from the enemy, but the Amalekites, they got them, the ones that were at the end, the ones that were slow, the ones that weren't picking up the pace. They were sort of like that girl, that soldier, that they, because they were so far back, they lost their way, and then they got caught by the enemy. So the Amalekites here, they ambushed them, just like this girl and the other soldiers were ambushed. And these people were weak because that's why they were slow. They were weak. When you're weak and you're not strong in the things of the Lord, the enemy will get you. You have to seek the word. You have to read the word so you can stay strong and stay connected with other believers so you can stay strong. Because if not, you become weak and the enemy's watching whom he may kill, come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he does it just like the other day I had spoken about it, about, you know, those shows that they show of animals, you know, when they come to kill in the wild in Africa, where they wait for either a baby or a weak one of the group in order to attack. They don't attack the strong ones. They're going to get beat. But they go and attack the ones that are weak. So for some reason, the Lord is reiterating this to me again, because you guys have to know that the enemy's watching. He's watching your lives, and he's waiting for an opportune time so that he can attack you. But if you maintain strong, he's going to get tired, and he's not going. He will try, but he won't be able to. So here, the enemy, he's got his strategy. He tries to get people isolated, and when they are isolated, they become vulnerable. So stay connected. Stay connect somewhere. Okay, and even those that are leaders, they have to be even more connected with strong believers, because you know you're not the long ranger. It's not God doesn't mean for us to be alone. Even the higher you go, you need help too. So Moses here in Exodus 17, what he does, he sees all this, he says, "Oh, we're gonna get clobbered," but this is God showing his goodness again. God is good. His banner over us is love. So Moses went into intercession. So he goes and climbs up on a hill to overlook the battlefield. And he raises his hand and starts to pray. As long as Moses kept his hands held high and in prayer, the Israelites won. But when Moses grew weary and put his hands down, the Amalekites began to win. And so Aaron and Hur saw that, you know, the connection. Hey, Moses is, he's praying and we're winning, but when he's tired, he's weak. He was too weary. I mean, imagine you keeping your hands up and praying for a long time. You're going to start, I mean, your hands are going to start shaking. So he, as long as they saw that he kept his hands up, they would win. So what did they do? They went on each side of Moses, and they lifted his hands so that he could continue praying. And that's what we have to do for each other. That's why PGN is here. We're lifting your hands up. As you pray, we're helping lifting you up, you know, prophesying, ministering to you, giving words of encouragement, a testimony to help you to come up and so that you can continue and fight and allow God to fight the battles of your life. You're not the one that fights the fight. He's the one that fights for you, but you have to lift up your hands. So you didn't see Moses fighting here. He was lifting up his hands. He proclaimed the name of Jehovah Nissi in that situation. So the Lord is my banner. Moses was setting up an example for all of us. So you don't have to complain. You don't have to murmur. What you need to do is lift up your hands to the Lord, and he'll deliver you. He will war for you. He's the warrior. And he'll give you victory, okay? So he is your rear guard. He's in front of you. He's in back of you. He's all around you. He's there to lead you and to guide you. See, this is what this young these soldiers didn't have. They didn't have God leading them all around. They died because they didn't follow the rules of their commander-in-chief, right? So that's the analogy with what I'm not saying that none of them were believers. They may have been believers, but sometimes even believers make mistakes. So going back to the bride, in chapter 3, we see in verse 11 where it says, "Go forth, O daughter of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day of the gladness of his heart." So he was glad on that day. He was happy. He wore a crown. But a bride wears a crown too, right? We see brides today. I'm talking about this is like if it was Valentine's Day. And we're only in December. So if you look around June, when a lot of brides want to get married around that time, I don't know why June, but you see the bride wearing white, a symbolism of purity, and then you see them wearing a crown. But that crown, we know it as a tiara, right? And so it is symbolic of royalty. It's symbolic of, let's look what a crown is all about. Let's see. Crown, what the world sees it. Okay, is a crown. A crown is the traditional symbolic form of headgear worn by a monarch or by a deity for whom the crown traditionally represents power, legitimacy, victory, triumph, honor, and glory, as well as a mortality, righteousness, and resurrection. So look at all that, what that symbolizes. So our king, when the bride and the groom, they marry, she takes on his name. She takes on her husband's name, all that her husband is for her. She takes on, isn't God our righteousness? Wasn't he resurrected? He's immortal. He's triumph. He's victorious. He has power. So Jesus is saying, I am all this for you. You have all this in me. Okay? So let's look a little bit further here on chapter 4 of Song of Solomon. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes behind your veil, covered like a bride is covered in the wedding. And she's going into the church and she's getting ready to be married. He sees her eyes behind the veil. That is also, she's hiding herself for him. Okay? And so this is funny. He says, your hair is like a flock of goats. Can you imagine your husband telling you that? I'm like, I probably throw something at him. What do you mean a flock of goats? Going down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sworn sheep, which have come up from the washing. She's brushing her teeth. Every one of which bears twins. She doesn't have a tooth missing. And none is barren among them. Your lips are like a strand of scarlet. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate. Boy, this Solomon has a way of talking to his Shulamite girl. So, if we look at chapter 5, the Shulamite girl says, I charge you, O daughter of Jerusalem. No, this is the beloved. If you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. Okay? So are you lovesick for your beloved? And so the beloved keeps on talking, says, oh, my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep, which have come up from the washing. Everyone bears twins, and none is barren among them. Like a piece of pomegranate are your temples behind your veils. Husbands, please don't tell your wives this, because it won't be good for you. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. He had all those as wives and concubines. He had his picks. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. Okay. And it says, the daughters saw her and called her blessed. So we were talking last week about how the Bible talks about the 10 virgins. Five were ready and five weren't. Jesus also has a whole bunch of brides, and we are one of them. And when you are alone with him, you are his favorite, and you're blessed. But you have to seek him, okay? He has so many things for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to take care of you. But you have to come to him. You have to spend time alone with him. Think of when you were lovesick for when you had a boyfriend in high school or when you were married. You wanted to be around them. You thought about them all the time. So we need to be like that with the Lord. I'm driving and I'm talking to him. And I could sense him when I start talking to him. He's so pleased. He loved it. He loved it. And so when you put him first, then all your other relationships are going to go well. Because that anointing, you spending time with him, is like you being in a furnace, okay? Like the furnace that wasn't working for me this week. That furnace will burn off everything that shouldn't be there. So the more time you spend with the Lord, the more he's going to burn off the things that are not like him. And the more you spend time with him, you're going to look like him, okay? And so when you spend more time, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Why? When couples, you see these older couples, they almost finish each other's sentences because they spend a lot of time. They spend all those years together. They know each other. They know what they think. They know what they want. They start acting and even looking like each other. So the more we spend time with Jesus, the more we're going to look like him. Okay? And so... I wanted to say something else, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, getting back to Jehovah Nisi. He is our banner. He's waiting for us, but we need to spend time in the secret place where nobody else but him and us, we're together. spending time there with him, loving him, talking to him, and he'll talk to you. But if you don't spend that time, if you have a hard time, then and that is one of the quickest ways for you to line up, okay? And so another thing that the Lord was showing me, and this is awesome. He was showing me in Psalms 146, the happiness of those whose help is the Lord. I was looking at the word happy because of that. I saw the title of that. And it says in verse 3, God says, don't put your trust in anyone, for they too perish. Their plans die with them the very day they die. Right? So happy is the person that trusts God, that seeks him. Blessed is another way of saying happy. Blessed, happy is hope, having hope. And we were listening to Randy the other day. He was saying, yeah, no, we don't have hope in what the world is going to give us. The only hope we have is in God. So if you're happy, you're going to be happy. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have hope. Why? Because you have him. You spend your time with him. He's going to show you something. Okay? So you won't trust in the ways of the world. So if you're happy, you want to be happy, you spend time with him. And so if you have breath and you have a soul, then praise him. Because only people that are alive can praise him. And let anything that has breath praise the Lord. So your mind, your soul, your spirit, everything about you will praise him, okay? And so let's celebrate him tonight. Let's praise him by giving testimonies. Let's praise him by talking about him. Let's praise him by letting other people know what he's done for you, okay? So I'll be taking calls, and enough of me talking. And anybody that wants to talk tonight, please raise your hand, dial 1, and you'll be placed in the queue. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to begin taking calls tonight. The first caller, 251-342, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Latrice calling from Alabama.
Hey, Miss Latrice, God bless you. Hey, Miss Latrice, let me pray for you. Let me put you on mute for a moment. Father God, we thank you for Miss Latrice, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is a warrior, Lord. I thank you for this warrior. She knows who her lover is. I thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. She is not moved because she knows who her God is. Yes, Lord. Miss Latrice, I see you standing like you're squaring the enemy, like you're standing with your feet side to side and your hands on your hip, like, what do you think you're doing? You know, one of those looks. I feel you're in your spirit. You know that when the enemy trespasses, with one look, he knows. You're standing, like, squaring him off. Like, what do you think you're doing? This is what I'm sensing in my spirit, and this is what I'm sensing about you in prayer, that you're standing and you know who your God is. And I thank you, Father God, for the battle. She knows the battle is not hers, but yours. I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because let me look at this word before I say it. She holds firm. She clings. She adheres closely to you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. She's persistent. Thank you, Lord. She wears out the enemy, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for this seasoned warrior. Thank you, Jesus. And she knows how to worship you. She knows how to praise you.
I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life and for what's yet to come. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Miss Latrice, you there?
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Would you like
Hello?
To give a testimony? Yeah, I'm here.
Not at the moment. I have a prayer request that you be in agreement with me for clarity concerning some family matters that I have before the Lord.
Well, the Lord, I think that's what the Lord is talking about now. That's where I'm seeing you. Like, you're standing, you're squaring off the enemy. I believe, and I know that the Lord knows that you're trusting him. It's going to come to pass. It's going to be a suddenly. You continue standing, okay? Standing and squaring off the enemy. You're tenacious, and I'll come into agreement with that. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you hear your daughter, Father God. She is persistent, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for that persistence in prayer. I thank you, Father God, for that situation, because we know that it's already done. It's already finished. You already did it at the cross. And because she understands that, Lord, she knows that her suddenly is going to come. It's going to come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now to orchestrate things in your time, your perfect timing. I pray, Father God, to bring healing where it needs to be. There needs to be healing. Lord, I just pray that you touch the hearts of the family members. I pray that you give her words of wisdom. Father God, just something that would hit the heart. Father God, you know which words they need to be, that you work through her, in her, Father God, and even in her silence, that they will know in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, bring healing in every sense of the word, Father God, in their body, soul, and spirit, Father God. Bring unity, Father God, and bring them together, Father God, with cords that cannot be broken. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. Bless her and hear her prayer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for hearing that prayer, Lord, because it's already done. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
I'm
sorry?
I said, I do thank you, Carmen.
Well, God bless you. Is there anything else you would like to say before I go to my next caller?
That's it.
Okay, well, God bless you. Have a blessed week.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
And my next caller, let me see. Okay, this one's 850-966. Your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Nicole from Louisiana.
Nicole from Louisiana. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing? God bless you.
Yeah, I'm good. God
bless you.
Let me
put you on mute and let me pray for you, okay? All right. Nicole from Louisiana. Father God, Lord, we just lift up Nicole. Lord, I just thank you for her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, she's a link, a link. There's something that she's a link to, Lord. Father God, you link her to certain things, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because she is salt and light. And because she is salt and light, Father God, she is connected. She's linked to certain people, Father God, and she brings that salt and light into their lives, Father God. She's linked, linked. I keep seeing that word linked, link, link, link. Like you're linked to something. And Lord, I don't know how she's linked to that, Father, but I just thank you, Father God. Use her, Lord, that she would let your light shine through her to minister to the whoever she's linked to. Lord, whatever it is that you assignment you have for her, I thank you, Father God, because she is willing, and those people that are around her that she's linked to. Yes, Lord. Every time I say that word link, I could sense it in my belly. I could sense that word link. She's linked to that, and you have a purpose in that. I don't know exactly what it is, but God is going to use you to touch someone that you're linked with. There's a purpose for that, and God is using you, and he knows that he can use you because you're willing. You're a willing vessel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It could be a family member, somebody that you're linked to, that God is going to use you. And because you have God's light in you, you're going to bring that light to them, too. I don't know in what way. Just be sensitive to whatever it is that the Lord is going to do for you. And if I get anything else, I'll let you know as we speak, okay? All right. I'm bringing you back.
Yes,
thank you,
hi. You are spot on, and God has been revealing to me over and over that specifically I'm assigned to this person, and they are a family member, to just bring light, and I'm trying so hard for God to shine through, and it's been real hard. The more I pray, the worse it gets.
Just remember, you just let the light of God just shine. Don't you try hard. You just let him use you, and it'll come easy, you know. Sometimes people are difficult, but it's not them, it's the enemy, because the word of God talks about, that we don't deal with flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers and wickedness in high places. That's what is manipulating them, okay? And so maybe that's what you're sensing. Mm-hmm. But you continue being persistent because God has linked you to them to shine some light on them because they need it. They need it. And you're the vessel that he knows that is willing and is not saying no, you're saying yes. And so he's going to give you the strength to keep on pressing through your light. And sometimes when it's dark, your light is going to shine even more. And they might seem like they can't stand you at that moment, but it's because the enemy doesn't like God's light. They cringe when they see us, And so you just got to keep on pushing and stay there. I heard a testimony, and maybe this will help you today. Just today, I heard a testimony of this one lady, a sister in Christ. And she was saying how he had to deal with her father in his elderly age, and he was very difficult all his life. He was really hard to bear. And she had to take care of him, and she did. And she didn't even want to go to help him because she couldn't stand the way that he would act. And so she continued all the time. She would pray in the car and tell the Lord, "Lord, I really don't want to be here. I really don't want to be here." And she kept doing that. And finally, at the end, he gave his heart to Jesus. And she was crying when she was talking about it. And she says, God changed her at the same time changed her dad. And she says, and then he was so sweet afterwards. But you see, it's not them. It's those spirits that the enemy uses. Sometimes it's through generational curses. It's sometimes a lack of being saved, and they need salvation. It's things that they open themselves to. These idols that they open that end up being strongholds and, different things. It could be different things for different people. So your light is going to shine, but be persistent because God is going to do something in this. I don't know. I just saw that word link.
Yeah.
And so I know God is using you, and I'm glad that you said it so that other people could hear that. What the prophetic ministry is all about. We're here to encourage you so that it confirms to you what you already know. Okay. And so, see, I know that you're willing. I can sense that. I can sense that you're seeking the Lord, and you are seeking Him. You understand what He wants you to do. So continue doing that, and I'm gonna pray right now for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help Nicole, help her, strengthen her, and give her the words, the strategies that she needs. Help her to stand before whatever it is that she's facing. If there's demons that she's facing, Lord, identify them. Help her to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Maybe not in front of that person. If she does, Lord, you will guide her as to what to do. We ask you, Father God, that you give her that boldness to come against the enemy. Father God, I thank you, Father God, because her trust is in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give her whatever it is that she needs to overcome what you have put this assignment for her to do, Lord. Give her all the tools that she needs, Father God. Give her all the strategy she needs to see what she needs to do next for this soul, Lord. We just thank you for that. We thank you for this, your bride, Lord, your favorite bride in Jesus' name. We thank you for her, Father God. We thank you because she loves you. She has dove's eyes for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nicole.
Yes.
Do you have a testimony? Can you get a little closer to the phone? Because I can barely hear
you. Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Let me see. Do you have a testimony? I don't. And you know what? That's probably because I need to sit in a space of gratitude and reflect on how God has blessed me, because I really should have one. So.
Well, it could be anything. Anything. Anything you want to share?
I will say, you know, just God drawing me, you know, back closer to Him. This message you preached tonight was so good. You talked about, you know, just the love that God has for us and going into that secret place and being intimate with Him, because that's something that I've really been trying to get back to, and He's been really just tugging on my heart about doing that. And you were talking about falling away and how fasting can bring you back to that place. And it spoke to my spirit so strongly. And so I just want to, you know, say thank you to the Lord for just giving me, and I'm sure many other people, that message, because we so need to hear it and hear that He loves us and reminds us about His love and how intimate and rich it could be. I used to read Song of Songs and, you know, reflect on it in that way that you did, but it's been a while since I did that, like a long time. And try and imagine, you know, that same love that God has for us. So, you know, I would say that really would be my testimony for tonight. So,
yeah.
You know, just God,
He knows
you vessel.
He knows you love Him, and He's going to help you to, you know, draw closer to Him. Just, you know, draw nigh to Him, and He'll draw nigh to you. You move a little, He moves a little. You move a lot, He runs to you. He's waiting. He's waiting in that secret place like a lover. He wants to love on you. Okay? I tell you, you know, it's happened for me. And I share this with my prayer partner. And I don't know if they understand, but I literally, I'm like, oh, Jesus. You know, I'm talking to Him anywhere I go. And also praying in tongues. That seems to accelerate things, too, for me. You know, maybe early in the morning, before you start your day, you fast that time. And then you could always eat later on. But there's something about spending time on an empty stomach. It's just, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I guess maybe because the flesh is not fed. Whatever you feed is going to grow more.
Okay? Right.
So if you're not feeding your flesh and you want your spirit man to grow, then, hey, it's going to move faster. But if you are going to feed the flesh, it's going to be a little harder for your spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I've noticed. And so when I spend time, you know, yeah, maybe I might drink my little black coffee and I'm there seeking the Lord, drinking my coffee, reading, you know, praising him. That, you know, does something for you. An anointed song, whoo, that helps you to get into the presence. And before you know it, you're crying and you got snots all over and, you know, Jesus, and you're understanding everything. You're understanding everything that he's telling you when you're walking here, and he's showing you something, just like me the other day. You know, I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know how to get into your word right now. And so I turned on the TV, and I normally don't do that. I normally sit down, and I'll, you know, wait to eat after I finish my time with him. But the Lord mm-hmm. even spoke to me, even in a YouTube video with this model Iman. And he was like, oh, Lord. And I started loving on him. And, oh, it was so easy after that, you know. But he talks to you. He talks to you in everything. I mean, even with a look of a child, a little animal, he'll start ministering to you. And when you read the word, oh, my goodness, he starts telling you all this stuff. And how much he loves you, and then your day goes. I mean, sometimes I'll start reading, and my hours go really fast, and I'm like, Lord, I got to do other stuff. I can't stay here all day. My hours have gone like water.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, and then things will start falling off of you, you know, as you get closer to him. Like I said, it's like that furnace. You know, the more you get into the word and you get into his presence, all the things that are not supposed to be there, they get burned off. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope that encouraged you.
It did completely. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope this week goes. Yes. Well, I hope this week is an awesome week for you, okay? And so
yes.
Spend time with the lover of your soul, okay? Because he's waiting.
Okay. I will. All right.
Would you like to say something else?
No. That was it. God bless you.
Okay. My next caller, 323-572, your name and where you're from.
Freya, Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, your name again? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Frida, Los Angeles.
Okay, Frida. All right, give me one moment. Let me put you on mute and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Frida. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, She knows that the things of the world don't satisfy. The only thing that satisfies is you. Thank you for Frida, Lord. Bless her, Father God. Lord, and give her the assignments that you have for her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I kind of see you like you want to be happy and you've tried other things and that didn't make you happy. And you know that the only thing that truly makes you happy is the Lord, that you've tried him before and it's worked. And you know, you are there waiting for him. You're waiting for him and you're waiting on your lover and you're hungry for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I sense that the reason why you know and understand this is because there's been things that have hurt you and people that have hurt you. And But you haven't given up on them. You still love them, but you know that the things of the world don't satisfy. And I thank you, Lord, for you're healing her heart. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, this newness that you're creating in her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm feeling him so strong in my belly. God is doing something in your heart. I can't understand everything, but I think you're at a place where you're ready. You're ready. You're done with everything else, and you're ready. You're ready. And so you're ready to begin that relationship. And that reminds me of something in the Word. Let me see where I found that. Where it says, in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 6, where it says, do not stir up. Wait, let me put my glasses on. Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. I think you're ready. I think you're ready. You're ready. You're ready. And you're ready to stir up that love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're ready. You're ready for your lover. Amen. Let me get you on here. Frida?
Yes.
Okay, I got the right number. So many numbers. Yeah, this is what I'm sensing. That there's going to be a beginning of something here with the Lord, and there's something special. I know that you know the Lord, and he's taking you into a different level of your relationship with him. Okay, this is what I sense for you, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you saturate her with that love, that she'll sense your love, that she knows that you see her and you see her as your favorite, that you love on her, Lord. I just, Lord, just like you do with me some days, Lord, that you just love on me. I just pray that you put that love on her, Father God, and let her sense your love like never, never before. And I just praise you, Lord. I thank you for that in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Would you like to say something, a testimony, something?
You said everything.
Is that what you're going through right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, get ready for something exciting, because I'm telling you, once you get a hold of him and he gets a hold of you, it's going to be very, very different. It's like when we're a single woman and then when we get married to the person that we love, it's like so cool. It's so cool, but this is even better than that. I can't even put it in words. But you have to, you know, there's the side of the bride and the side of the groom, each other pursuing each other, okay? So it's not just God doing everything. You seek him. And you've heard what I've started preaching on earlier. So get ready. Like T.D. Jakes says, get ready. So get ready, sister. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you
cool.
Very much. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. All right. Let me see. I have two mouths, and I keep grabbing the wrong one. Well, God bless you, sister. You have an awesome week, a blessed week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, my next caller. I have to look which one. Okay. 903-918, your name and where you're from.
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. I'm going to mute you in a moment, and I'll be right back. Father God, we thank you for Michelle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the Lord say, Michelle, my Belle, he loves you, girl. He's in love with you. I just hear that. I'm telling you, he's funny. He's funny. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just pray for Michelle, Lord. Lord, I just pray for a special week for her, Father God. Lord, I ask you to lift up all her cares, Father God, and that she'll sense you like she's never sensed you before. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're wooing her to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. It's no coincidence you guys are on the line tonight. He knows exactly what words to give the ministers to minister to you guys. And you might think, oh, it's almost the same word. No, it's because he knows. He knows. He knows who he's going to minister to tonight. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for Michelle. I thank you, Father God, for the turnaround. I thank you, Father God, for the turnaround and for that turnaround that brings her back into the right position. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the turnaround. Thank you, Lord. And there's like a comeback, too, a comeback. Once that turnaround is done, there's a comeback. And you're going to be better and better than ever. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Michelle, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless her in her job, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. And Lord, whatever is weighing her down, Lord, I just pray, Father God, you break that off of her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I bind that spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Michelle. In Jesus' name. Amen. Michelle?
Yes. I just needed to hear that.
Talk to me.
I just needed to hear that word tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he knows who's supposed to be on the line tonight. He knew that I had to give all these words tonight. I mean, I felt so loved this week, and that's how he feels about you. He, you know, sometimes God will touch the ministers first and deal with us and show us so that we can give you the words, and it's so real so that it's anointed and it touches you, and like it is touching you right now.
Yes, it is.
There's a turnaround. I don't know what you've gone through, but this is it, girl. I saw, you know how, what I was seeing, like when you're in a car and you're about to take that turnaround and face the other way, go to the opposite direction of the road. That's what I was seeing. Like you're going on a certain path and then I see you like changing. The path is changing. You're turning around. Well, I pray, Father God, that you help her, Father God, and you help her to stay on that path, Father God. I just pray that you bring people along her side, Father, in the name of Jesus, people that will bring encouragement to her. Lord, if she doesn't have a church, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you give her divine connections, that she will find a good church, good believers, Father God, whether at work or wherever, Lord. We just pray that you give her the right connections, no more wrong connections. The right connections in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God. I pray that you bless her, Father God, that your angels be round about her, Father God, guiding her, guide her with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, because the work that you have in her has already been paid for on the cross. I thank you ahead of time for that. I thank you, Jesus, for Michelle, for my sister. Thank you, Lord, woo her in your love throughout the week, Lord. Help her, Father God, to spend time in that secret place with you, that she will sense your presence like she's never felt it before. I thank you because she's sensing it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Give her more, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Would you like to give a testimony, something you want to say?
I just can't really talk right now. I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, that's my Jesus. That's my Jesus. And remember, he loves you. And when he looks at you, you're the only one he sees. You're his favorite. Okay? Don't run away from him. Run, because he's got so much more. This, what you're feeling right now, ain't nothing compared to what you're going to experience. But remember, stay connected. Don't stay away. Come to the secret place alone with him, just you and him, like two little turtle doves. Doves. Have you ever seen doves? We have them all over Texas. Right now you don't see them. For some reason, they are attracted to my house. And I would have a column in the front of my house, and they would have babies like crazy every year. And so the husband is always nearby watching the babies and the female from a distance. He's always watching her. This is what I've seen from my observations. He's always watching everything she does. He's always watching the babies from a distance until they learn how to fly, and then they're off to mating again. So God is watching you. You may think that he's far off, but he's not. He's close to you, closer than you'll ever know. Even when you're up on the roof like I am sometimes, he's with me everywhere. And you're going to start sensing him more and more. Pray in tongues. Do you speak in tongues? Have you received your tongue? Okay. Well, at first it's going to be slow because it's been like rusty. But you keep on. You keep on priming that. Keep on priming it. And then before you know it, the springs of living water are going to be flowing out of you. Okay? In the morning, when you wake up, before you go to bed, you ask God to give you dreams, you know, talk to you and speak to you in your dreams. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be speaking in tongues and I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I'll start my prayer at that moment. Or when I'm showering, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him all the time. When I'm vacuuming, I'm talking to him. I'm in my car, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him all the time, girl. So he wants you to talk to him. If you're in love with somebody, don't you talk to them all the time? You're on that phone. You're texting them. You're telling them that you love them. You're sending them kisses. Well, he's sending you kisses, but you're ignoring him. You were. You're not ignoring him anymore, right? Because you know nothing else is better than his love. Amen?
Yes. Yes, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Okay, girl. Okay, girl, so you know what you got to do, soldier. You know how I see us? We're dressed in white with combat boots. White combat boots. That's how I see God with us. You know, all these brides, and he's got time for each and every one of us. That's because he's got it, and he can do that. No man can do that. They have one wife, and they can't even deal with that one. Okay, so God bless you. You have a wonderful week. And spend time with your lover, okay?
Okay, God bless you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. All right, next caller. Let me look through. I want to make sure that I get the right ones. Okay, 251-229, your name and where you're from. 251-229, your name and where you're from. I hear mumbling. I don't know if you're sleeping. Let me write the number down. Maybe you might want to try to call again because I can't hear you unless you have me muted or something. You can try calling again and I'll pick up your number. Hello? Okay. No, I don't. It's not coming out. Hello? I hear mumbling, but it's not coming out clear. If you like, you can call again, and I'll pick up your number when you call. All right? All right. I can't hear you. I'll mute you. If you like, you can call again, or I'll come back to your number. Let's see. Oh, that's a shame. Okay. 469-553, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas. Hi. Hi, Karma. How are you?
Good, and you? His name is Barbara. Long time no talk. Let me put you on mute, and I'll pray for you, okay? Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Barbara, Lord. Thank you for this woman of God, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this this general, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for she's a general in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, but I sense that the general is has gone through things, Lord, and I just pray that healing Jesus, that you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord, for the healing touch that you're giving her right now in her body. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for bringing encouragement once again. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know her heart is grateful. Thank you, Jesus, for that grateful heart, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let that anointing trickle from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring the healing that she needs. Thank you, Lord. Lord, and I pray for against that tiredness, Lord. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you go into her blood, and that you clean out whatever it is that needs to be cleaned out, Father God, with your anointing, Lord. Father God, we just pray that you break off whatever that is, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Because what you do, Lord, is better than any medicine, better than any vitamin. We thank you, Father God, for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Supernatural energy. Yes, Lord. And give her restful sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep in Jesus' name, that she wakes up revived, renewed, refreshed, refreshed for the day, refreshed to spend time with her lover. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you. We just pray for the chest area, Lord. Be healing, Father God. Clear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, especially in that sleep, Lord, that sleep. We all give her sweet sleep, Lord. Lord, we bind that spirit that tries to take her peace away. We thank you for your peace, the peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching her. Thank you for touching this woman, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, she's prayed for other people, and now it's her turn. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Miss Barbara?
Yes, praise God. Thank you. I needed that.
Did you?
Yes, I was feeling tired, drained, work for the Lord, full-time ministry, resting. I've been hibernating, but it's just not enough. And then I was going to stay in and just soak in his presence in the morning, but now I got 10 grandkids, but 9 of them said, Nana, we want to go to church. I said, which one? Because I said, if you go to the war with a mixed multitude of people, then I have to get up at 5 and be there praying at 7. And we have to pray until at least an hour pre-prayer. Then we go out, and then we have another meeting with all the leaders, and we have to minister, let them know and pray. And I said, so if you go to our kind of church, my nephew, I said, well, then we start about 10:30 to 11. Well, we want to go to the second one.
Well, at least they're saying they want to go.
Yeah,
you know,
Lisa, we want to go.
I'm laughing because I don't know you, right? I don't call you. You don't call me, right?
Right.
I don't know nothing about you.
No, you didn't know my chest was tired. Right?
I didn't know that. That's the Lord.
You didn't know that. my chest, mm-hmm. and I was just getting tired a lot. And the Lord was telling me that I needed to rest. And I said, Lord, please mm-hmm. help me to rest. And you didn't know that I would sleep, but I wake up, I pray, and I go back talking to the Lord, and I fall back to sleep instead of going to sleep. And then you know how we do all night long. We intercede and pray and travail, and we go back to sleep, wake up. So I had an unspoken request, and you didn't know anything. You didn't miss not but one thing, and I know that. So I said, Lord, you got to give me an answer for in the morning. So, and that's what I was still. I was too tired and drained for praying and praying for others that were sick and feeling this and that and you know, and just different ones, different leaders and stuff. So you was right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's your time. It's Amen. Your turn. He
yes,
takes care of his
That's what I've been calling.
You want to give a testimony, anything?
Well, I just anything did. That's what I was calling because, like you said, it was my turn and I'm tired. We give out, give out, give out. We read, we study, we read, we study, we pray. And when you've been in the gospel for 40-plus years, you want to be encouraged, too.
Oh, wow. Well, God bless you, sister, and may the Lord give you that your latter days be greater than your former days. I pray that you do more, but in his strength, and that you'll work smarter and not harder because you got Jesus, and he'll give you the tactics on how to do it.
Yes. Smarter and harder to balance it out. Yes.
Huh?
Thank you. I said smarter and not harder. You're right. Because he will balance you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Is there anything else you want me to pray for?
Yes, I have an unspoken request because I just needed help in that area that I didn't mention. And it's before the Lord. So that's what I've been concerned with before I called.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister, Barbara. And I ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that unspoken request, and that even though we don't know about it, Lord, you've done it before, that we prayed about things, Father God, and you have come through for them, for your bride, Father God. And we just ask you, Father God, what it is that you do your perfect will in the midst of that prayer, Father God, that you be glorified. Father God, I pray that you expedite it, that it be not only expedited, I know that it's in your timing, but Lord, there seems to be a need, a quick need now, Lord. And I just pray that, Father God, that you do it soon, Father God, and that it'll be done perfect in your divine order. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Good night.
Bless you. Good night. Okay. Let's see. Seven one seven two one seven. I'm not sure if I did this one. Your name and
hello.
Where you're from?
Hello, this is Anita from Pennsylvania.
Anita from Pennsylvania. Father God, okay.
Yes,
let me
yes.
put you on mute. Okay? All right. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Anita from Pennsylvania. Father God. Thank you, Father, for the sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just pray that you would touch Anita, Father God, that you continue to use her, Father God. You're wanting to use her mightily. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you take any scales, Father God, that are not letting her see the things that you want her to see. Father God, that she would see the truth and nothing but the truth. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that those scales come off, Father God, because the enemy is wanting to lie. But, Lord, I thank you because she's a woman of God, and she knows when she sees your truth. She knows, she'll know that she knows that she knows what you're showing her, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the excitement of that truth,
Father God, because when the enemy comes in, he tries to veil things and make it look like one thing, and it's not. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because that veil is not there to hinder her sight, her spiritual sight. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit that's trying to veil things from her. I pray, Father God, that she will see it. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, because she's going to know what to do with the truth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because she loves the truth. She loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you protect us, Father God, from what the enemy tries to do, from hindering us in any way. Thank you, Jesus, because sometimes we don't know that certain things are happening and it's the enemy at work, but you come through. Lord, I thank you, Lord, but just like you did for me this past week, Lord, with the furnace, Lord. I didn't know I was being taken advantage of, Lord, but you came through and you protected me even when I didn't even realize that people were doing me wrong. I just thank you, Lord, for the truth. The truth will set you free. Thank you, Jesus, for this sister, for Anita, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Hey, Anita.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I needed that. Thank you so much. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord God.
He loves
us. Yes, he sure does. And you know, sometimes when you can sense in your spirit that there's something happening, but you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you pray about, because I've been sensing it for a while now, since mm-hmm. the week of Thanksgiving, and I've been waiting for the truth to really come out, that I may see what it means, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and know how
yes,
to handle
Lord.
It. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you. So you know exactly what it is, right?
Yes. Well, I know there is something happening that.
Okay.
Like you talk about the scales coming from my eyes. I know there is mm-hmm. something happening. I know there is something happening, but I just can't put my finger on it. But I am aware that there is something brewing somewhere, boiling somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And once it happens, you're going to go, that's what it was. You were protecting
yes.
me from that. That
mm-hmm.
was what
mm-hmm.
it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, because you
mm-hmm.
love your bride. I thank you, Lord, because you care
mm-hmm.
for her. I thank you for you
mm-hmm.
protect her. I thank you, Lord,
mm-hmm.
Father God. Thank you, Lord, because she's aware. She's aware in her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking to
mm-hmm.
her. You're showing her. I
thank
you, Lord, because it's going to be what it is that it's that's interfering, hindering, Lord. I thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give
mm-hmm.
a testimony?
The testimony
Anything?
Will be what you shared today about the lover in Song of Solomon,
mm-hmm.
and it just brought a reflection to my mind that we have to constantly be in the presence of God and loving on him and allowing him to love on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not a reflection that I need to draw on that. I need to just let myself go, if I may put it that way. Let myself
mm-hmm.
go when I come into the presence of the Lord. Just release myself. So that I may love on the Father, and the Father may love on me. If I were to put it in a sentence, it would be like a baby sucking his mother's breast.
Mm, it senses comfort.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Like at peace. Yeah.
Yes.
And you
yes.
know what? I'm hearing the word. You know. Oh my goodness. I rebuke you, Satan. The Lord was showing me something about about that, about the relationship, you know, just like a husband and wife, you know, in good times and bad times, you know, they're together. They're together in the good times and in the bad times. And so just because, you know, there's lessons to be learned in the good and the bad times. And so we have, and it doesn't feel good when we're going through the bad times, but, you know, that's when he's the closest. That's when you you really can say, for me, I felt him really close. When I've gone through some hard times, I could sense him right there, and I'm like, but you know what? It's like they say when they have the marriage vows, you know, in good times and in bad times, sickness and in health, he's there with you all the time. He never leaves you. He never forsakes
you. And I thank God for that.
When you're in your high highs and when you're in your low lows.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, for the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus is Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
Being a lover of my soul. A lover of my soul.
Amen. So pursue him. Pursue him. He pursues you. But you pursue him, you know. Let him know, hey, I love you. He loves that. You know, who doesn't love that when you're being pursued, right? So love on him and seek him, and then it's going to be reciprocated. And then you're going to sense his presence, and then you're going to give him more. And it's back and forth. It's just like that Song of Solomon that, that she talks and he talks and she talks. And sometimes he talks more. Sometimes she talks more. And so that's our relationship with the Lord. Talk to him. Let him know that he that you do care. And don't let it be just one-sided, one-sided thing, you know. He wants to know that you love him, you know. And he knows, but we got to show it, right? You know, it's like we would tell our children or our spouses. We tell them, you know, they say, oh, I love you. I go, well, show me. Show me the money. show me. If you want it, where's the proof, right? And it feels so good when they do prove their love. But it's different with God, you know. No different. He wants us to love him. So spend time with him this week and then come back next week and let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, you people.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. Let's see. All right. Let me try it. Let me see. What was that number? I couldn't make out who they were. 251-229. Let's see if I can hear them. Your name and where you're from? Oh, it's got stuck. Your name and where you're from? 251-229.
Hi, this is Tara.
Sarah, can you get a little closer to the phone?
Okay, hold on.
Okay. All right, there we go. I didn't hear you earlier, Sarah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to hang up on you because put you on mute because I might not hear you later. Let me pray for you. Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name for Sarah. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. She's going up higher, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. The things that were not where she wanted them, they're coming into place, Lord. They're coming into place. She's drawing close, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray that you bless her in a way, where, Father God, that she'll be blessed. Her socks will be blessed off of her. That she will, when she starts sensing the things that you're doing, Father God, that she will be so, so happy, Lord. So feel so blessed. And I know that she's already feeling that way, but there's more to come. I thank you, Jesus, and I know that's true because I just sensed the presence of God when I said that. There's more. There's more, Sarah. God's going to give you more. I thank you, Jesus, for Sarah's obedience, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing, Father God, for the turnaround too, Lord. You're turning things around for her. They're not going to be the way they were before. Thank you, Jesus. And what the enemy meant for evil, he's going to turn it around for your good. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now in her life, in the life of her home, her house, her home, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing there. Thank you for the job she has, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that even the people that work with her are going to notice that difference in Jesus' name, if they're not already feeling that. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for that. Sarah? Sarah? Are you there? Thank you, Lord. Would you like to give a testimony?
I'm feeling good. You can hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Go ahead.
I'm really feeling good. I, you know, had been dealing with some situations concerning family matters, and didn't think that everything that the Lord revealed to you, it just made a big smile on my face, because I'm like, wow, you know, especially when you have, you know, you've sought the Lord and went after him, and then you, if he really used you as his mouthpiece to bring those things out for my good. What the devil meant for evil, God always turns it around.
Yep, he does. He does. And sometimes we don't even realize that he's doing something, and we're like, you know, well, why isn't this working the way that I want it to? And it's because he's protecting us and he's guiding us. And we see it at the end, but you just have to keep trusting that. And that's part of being blessed. When you know that you're trusting him, that he's doing what he's going to do, because your eyes are on him, not on your circumstances. And so you're blessed, you're joyful, you're happy. Amen.
That's awesome.
And the good, because he's turning it around. And I'm sure that Joseph, remember Joseph in the Bible, he probably knew. That's why he was ready, probably the boy was ready in that prison. He was waiting for things to turn around. But he knew. And so that if he didn't know, then he wouldn't have acted the way he did. He was trusting God. He knew who he was serving. And so that's what happens with us. When we know who we're serving, and then the turnaround happens, the suddenly happens. Amen? Is there anything you would like a prayer about, or say a testimony?
Well, I just wanted to pray for my daughter Leah, that the Lord, you know, that the Lord strengthens her and all her footsteps.
Okay. All right, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for Leah. I thank you, Father God, that you're illuminating her path, Father God, and you're showing her the right way to go. And Father God, and help her not to depart from that path, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just put believers in her path, Father God, that if she were to turn in the wrong direction, that there would be somebody there just, you know, giving her a nudge to get back, right back on that same path, Father God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put strong believers in her path, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now in her life. Thank you, Father God. It's already been done on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for the things you're yet to do in this young lady's life. Lord, we pray, Father God, for any issues that are happening, Father God, that that whatever the enemy is doing, Father God, Lord, I pray that they learn the lessons, Father God, whatever the enemy is trying to do, that even in the midst of all that, that you turn that around and you let them see that that the enemy tried to do, that the enemy can't do, and that you are greater. And because their trust is in you, Father God, that their faith is stronger. Thank you, Lord. Their faith is stronger, that nothing goes to waste. Everything is used in the sight of God. God uses everything for our good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much for the woman of God. I thank you that you've given her the gift, Father God, of the gift of the prophetic, Father God, praying not only for me but praying for others. And I thank you, Father God, for her being a light in the darkness and that you use her mightily from here on out to the future. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sarah. Well, have a blessed week, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm not sure if I took this one. 972-365. I really should put the first prefix. Thank you for calling.
Hello,
in. Your name and
caller. Where...
Hey, sister.
This is Rhonda from
you?
Texas. I'm doing great.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Rhonda. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you just touch her right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, you've gone for a wild ride. You've gone for a wild ride. But you know what? The enemy can't shell it out. You just take it by the, I want to say by the horns, but not, it's not the horns. You know, I see you like, I'm going to just say it. I see you like a cowgirl on top of a horse that's jumping up and down, and you got him held on, and you're on there for, but you're enjoying it. I see you smiling. Whatever the enemy is taking and trying to hit you with, you're enjoying that. You're just taking it and you're, oh, yeah, really? Uh-huh. Okay, yeehaw. This is what I'm seeing in you. And I thank you, Lord, for that attitude, Father God, that she has, and that nothing will get her down, Father God, because she knows you're with her and that you're taking, using all these things for her, Father God, that you're, she's enjoying the journey and the things that she's learning, and she knows that these are just things that happen, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, because she's enjoying the ride in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for her persistence and her the attitude that she has towards the things of life. I just thank you, Lord, for my sister, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, the changes that are happening in her heart, Father God, and she no longer sees the things like she used to. I thank you, Father God, for that spiritual growth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, and I pray that, Father God, you continue to touch her and use her, Father God, in a special way, Father God, touch other people that don't know how to live like that, that she will be, you know, someone to come alongside them and to use her to minister to them in ways that they'll understand, and that they won't let themselves, they don't let anything get them down. I thank you for that joy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, thank you.
Hey,
oh, Lord.
You know, I'm not going to say what's funny, but you know, God is always on point, and especially when he uses people, because I'm going to share some things that's going to be like a testimony that's going to lead up mm-hmm. to why I'm calling to ask you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was July. My husband, he had someone at work that had came down with COVID. Well, the guy didn't tell him that he had COVID until maybe that Monday. So, of course, we were taking
mm-hmm.
care of my mother-in-law. So our household all had to go be tested. And we all tested positive for COVID. Well, my mother-in-law was already suffering from dementia. And she was in her last stages of dementia to where it had gotten, to where it had, you know, she had stopped eating. She would keep her medicine in her mouth and, you know, wouldn't
mm-hmm.
really swallow it. So she ended up having to go into the hospital. Well, during that time, because she tested for COVID, they focused more on that than they did on what she was really going through. So during
mm-hmm.
that time, I kind of like, I think the enemy kind of came against me or against something against me and kind of tried to shut me down. But it's
mm-hmm.
like, because I wasn't really talking to anyone, and my husband kept saying, you got to get up, you got to get up. I'm not going to say it was a depression. It just felt like it was some type of attack that something came to try to take me out. But anyway, during this whole process, I kept praying in the spirit. Even if I wasn't saying anything, I kept praying in the spirit. And the Lord showed me, he said, no matter what you go through, the enemy cannot make you renounce your faith. He cannot take you. So it took a while for me to get back up. And, you know, just so many things that we went through as a family. And, like, you know, we still stand on our faith when it comes to the vaccination. Me and my husband and my two daughters. And also my husband has, like, maybe like 3 or 4 people in his family that's standing on the same thing. So it's like we're all coming under this persecution. But like you said, it's like a wild ride because it's like all of a sudden we're the bad people. You know, we're the bad people. We this and we that and we that and we that. And the Lord just started showing me. He said, continue to pray, continue to fast and pray, continue to stay in this word, continue to live the word, continue to stand on the word. Because he said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. He said, every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, it shall be condemned. And one of my daughters work at a major hospital here in Texas. So she's, a faithful woman of God, And the enemy is trying to just work her down. But she said, Mama, she said, if I have to walk away from this job, I'm not going to renounce my faith in anything. I'm not going to renounce my faith to anything, especially when it comes to something that I don't believe in. She said, I prayed. She said, I know what the Lord showed me. And I know she hear from God because she's a blessed child. So it's like, yeah, we on this wild ride, me and my husband, and it's like everybody look at us like we're crazy or there's something wrong with us. And even like today, we came to North Carolina out here to check on his mom's house and to visit with family. And the family we visit with today, they're not vaccinated. And his wife worked in the hospital. And he was just, you know, sharing with us. And she was sharing with us. And it's so wild because all of the other family know we're here. They haven't called. They haven't came to see us. It's almost like we're contaminated, you know, like something is wrong with us. But the Lord is just showing us that, you know, a lot of people that confess and profess to be in him, they're not because they really don't know and understand the word of God like they should. And like you said, it has been such a wild, wild, wild roller coaster. But I'm going to share this. When I was out, off work for 3 weeks, and the enemy was making me think, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, that is going to happen, that is going to happen. My husband got in touch with my supervisor. My supervisor went in and did paperwork. I never missed a paycheck. When I went back to work, I had some coworkers walk up to me, and everybody just started hugging me. And then these two ladies, they said, come here. They said, we have something we want to give you. They said, because in this facility, I've only been there for 7 years, but I've been in my job for 23 years. They said, you have always prayed. You have always stood in faith for everybody. You've always given. You always just poured your heart out to people, and we know that you're a true woman of God. They handed me an envelope. They didn't know exactly what was going on or anything. And that envelope had like over $600. They said, people just wanted to show you how much they love you and they care for you and they appreciate the things that God has did in your life toward us. That touched
people
me so that I just broke down. Yeah, because I was sitting at home like, because when the enemy try to target you, because a lot of times you may be praying, but you might not have a lot of people praying for you. And when you come under attack, the enemy would try to shut you down, but the Lord just showed me then, and then he just continued to show the stuff, like, you know, through my husband's job, how people were just doing it. The Lord showed me, he said, a true people of God are going to stand for you, believe for you, and support you. He said, but you have lukewarm people. He said, you're going to begin to see who, you know, he said, it's like I'm separating the wheat from the tares. And like I said, it's just been so crazy because it's like we're in the spotlight. And that's why I wanted prayer tonight also for my daughter because, you know, she goes to work. She's only 27, but they gave her 2 highly recommendations of her work performance and her attendance at that job and just how she interact with people. But it's like the enemy is trying to target her because of her faith. But she said, Mama, she said, I'm not bending. She said, I'm not bending for anything. She said, my faith is going to forever be in the Lord. She said, even if I have to give up this job. And, you know, we stand on that scripture because the Lord gave this to me a long time ago before COVID arrived. He said, those who choose to cling and hold to this life shall lose it, and those who choose to give it up shall gain it in Christ. So that's, we're not going to just bow down to no system, no world system. And like I said, since I've been on Randy, we've been praying. We've been taking communion daily. It may be some times where we might not physically take it, but we pray the scripture over ourselves, over our family, even over, like, my dad. My dad used to be in the masonry, and before he passed away, the Lord led me to renounce, pray for him to renounce and denounce and repent and to break that up off of his life so that he could, you know, to accept Christ as his Lord and Savior and be saved and accepted into the kingdom of heaven. So it's just so many things that God has showed me through this walk, and how when he transitioned and changed my life around, how I am an important instrument in the body of Christ. So I know the enemy hates me, and he don't want to see me in a position of where I am and believing God, no matter how it looks, how I feel, because he said faith come by hearing, and that's what I'm standing on. I don't pay attention to what I see. I stand on by what I hear and read in the Word of God. So I just wanted to share that, and I wanted to ask you to just continue to pray over our families that are standing on their faith in this time of persecution.
Yes, let me pray. Lord, I just pray for my sister, Father God. I pray that you give her more tenacity, Father God, that persistent, Father God, to write it through, Father God. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, because she knows who she serves. She knows that the turnaround will suddenly happen at any time, Father God. I just pray for a special protection over this family, Father God. I pray, Father God, any damages from in their lungs, in their organs, in their brain, any part of their body, Father God, to be removed in Jesus' name. I pray that any part in the cells, that anything that has been damaged in the cells, even into the molecular, the tiny parts of that, Father God, that it will be corrected in Jesus' name. Everything that was undone by this Lord, be removed in Jesus' name. That her family be healed in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, for her daughter, Father God. I pray that you will provide, Father God, for her daughter, for the whole family, Father God. I pray that for a special protection over them, Father God, that when they go around, Father God, you give them wisdom, Father God, to know how to protect themselves. You give them a supernatural protection, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you will help stay strong, Father God, and that those that are looking at her, Father God, will see that what it is to serve the Lord, Father God. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And for all the callers that are going through similar things, Father God, in their families, I pray, Father God, that you heal the COVID, that you protect their families, their children, their grandchildren, their husbands, the wives, Father God, all the family members, Lord, Father God, the elderly, Father God, especially those that are elderly, Father God. We pray, Father God, for protection over them, Father, in the name of Jesus, for our friends, Father God, that may have COVID, for all the PGN family, Father God, that have COVID. Lord, we just pray that you keep them safe and protected, Father God, that wherever they may go, where they go to the supermarket, to the swap meet, the gas station, Father God, wherever they are, Father God, that you give them supernatural protection, Father God, that, Father God, that their immune systems will be so strong, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that all this stuff that's on, Father God, with this flu, that, Father God, we ask you to kill all that COVID and any other thing that may be in the that we don't know about. Lord, we ask you to kill it all the way to the roots of it. In the name of Jesus, we dies in the name of Jesus. That all this COVID dies in the name of Jesus. That any other kind of COVID and any other kind of diseases or viruses in Jesus' name. We ask you that there be no retaliation, Father God, against anybody in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that there be no fear. Father God, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What you're doing, Father God, and what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you love us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I wanted to say that I have a friend, too, that I understand what you're going through. With my friend, he was taking care of his father in the hospital, and his wife is a teacher, and she came home with COVID and gave it to him, and his father was released from the hospital, so he had to take care of his elderly father, who was sick with COVID. So we also pray family situations like that, Father God, that you protect the elderly and the family, Father God, that it will just pass over, that it will pass over, that the blood of Jesus cover everyone's home, and all this sickness will pass over in Jesus' name, and it will not affect them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I had gotten it too, I recovered from it, but I wear my mask, I wash my hands.
Yes.
I'm very,
yes.
I don't want fear. I don't stay in the house. I go out, but I, you know, I don't walk in fear. But I do know because, you know, any sickness like hepatitis or anything, you know, you got to be careful out there. And then, you know, with children, you know how dirty kids are. You know, they come home from school, the teachers are sick, the whole family gets sick. It's even without a virus, you know, with other colds and stuff like that. So, you know, cleanliness is important. It is. You know, but don't go, you know, keep balance, you know, don't go fearing people, you know, if we know, we know, you know, but you don't test God either. You don't, you know, I know God, these people, you know, I know God. And next thing you know, they're not here with us anymore. So you have to use wisdom and be careful, but it doesn't mean that you lock yourself up in the house. You take your precautions. And you do, you know, if you don't need to be somewhere, don't go over there, you know, but enjoy life. Enjoy life because that's what the enemy wants to do. Keep us closed up. Get out and get fresh air. Get vitamin
Divided.
D. You know, you get out there and go to the park with your family. Separate and talk. You know, don't be as, but look, I went the other day. I went to a government building the other day and, I don't know what it was, but I'm talking to this gentleman and I'm filling out some paperwork for that. And he was talking to everybody else. And there's signs everywhere that say, do not shake hands. Right. And so, they're taking care of everybody. This gentleman, I don't know what it was about me. He just got up and he just hugged me. And I was like, what? I go, he's going to get himself in trouble because he's over here hugging me. And I'm like, why did this young man, you know, he could be my son. I go, why did he, you know, and I'm still scratching my head about that. And I'm like, well, thank you, Jesus. I must have some kind of favor. And so, but
he could probably sense the presence of God on you also, because one thing I'm learning is that, you know, even a lot of stuff we're dealing with in this world that, you know, when we are God's chosen ones, that when he send us out and be able to, whatever you may be doing, like you filling out paperwork, that's still a opportunity for you to minister. I'm not saying like stand up there and preach, but just through your faith and through your obedience and just through some of the things, it draws people. And see, that's what the Lord is doing, because people are so accustomed to all this hatefulness, this rudeness, this division. And you can sense the presence. You can feel the presence of a child of God when they come around you. Because like my daughter, like I said, she works at a hospital, but she does the clinics. And she told me last week, she was just texting me, telling me the different people that was coming in the clinic and their testimony. Like two people had been in two car accidents where the car had burned up. But they were thrown out of the car and still lived and still survived. And she was like, Mom, she said, it's like the, then one lady was battling, I think, cancer. She had like three different deadly things that come against her. She was still living. And she was like, Mom, she said, all these people are coming. And see, I know he put her in that job, in that place, in that position, because she has a praying heart. When people come in, she began to pray, and she, like people, she used precaution. She washed her hands. But when the Lord tell her to hug people and, like, pray for them, but pray for them, you know, not just saying anything out loud verbally, she does that. And, I mean, that's why I'm saying about you, the Lord you know, some people just need that one touch from the Lord, and it's in you and on you. So while you being there, that person needed mm-hmm. that. That's why he felt comfortable doing what he was doing, mm-hmm. because there's a powerful, strong anointing on your life, Sister Carmen. And the Lord knows what he's doing. Even when we go to, like, different places to take care of business, there sometimes mm-hmm. there's an assignment there that we don't even realize to be done until we have completed it and went on, and then it come back on us. Oh, okay, so that's why I really went there. It wasn't for the paperwork. It was for this individual. So it's because of your mm-hmm. obedience, and you have a willing heart to do the things that God has called you to do.
Yes. I praise the Lord for everything he does for me. And I thank the Lord. I ask you, Lord, to protect her daughter. And thank you, Lord, because she's not only a physical nurse, she's a spiritual nurse. And Lord, I pray that you give her more discernment to do more for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, sister,
yes,
for
in
calling.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for that testimony. You have a blessed week, okay?
You too. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always a joy to talk to her. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's see. There's a bunch of, I need to go quicker so that I make sure that I get everybody. All right. I have 323-572. I'm not sure if I call that one. 323-572, your name and where you're from. Hello? Okay. Well, they're not answering. They might have fallen asleep. Okay. I'll try it. If I can make it, I'll try calling again. Okay. Next one. 951-966, your name and where you're from. 951.
Sorry? California. This is Regina from
thank
California.
You, thank you, Lord, for Regina from California. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for my sister, Father God. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, bless her, Father, bless her, bless her, bless her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, she's one of them. She's one of them that's wearing her crown proud. Up high and proud. She's looking beautiful, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Regina's life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. She is proud to wear her crown. Thank you, Lord. And she just shines for you, Lord. She's not shining for the enemy. She's shining for you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the royalty. Father God, I ask you, Father God, that you continue to touch her, Father God. I pray, Father God, for new levels, new levels, new levels. And you are right there with her to deal with those new levels, Father God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, because she hears your voice and she knows what to do, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, also for the favor in her job, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, that whatever the enemy is trying to do with the issues, Lord, that be broken in Jesus' name, that whatever the enemy is trying to do in that job, Lord, that it will be nullified and void in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right there, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the favor that you're giving her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, to give her the eyes to see and ears to hear and know how to the knowledge, the wisdom to know how to go about doing things. Thank you, Lord, for the strategies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because the battle is yours, not hers. She knows that. She knows that. Thank you, Jesus, for this bride, Father God. We just praise you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Keep moving in her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Regina, you there? Are you there with me? Hello? I can't hear you.
Ma'am?
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a little bit. Sorry.
Get a little closer to the phone.
Okay. Those are just the things that I was praying for. I was like, Lord, just give me wisdom. Just pray for more wisdom and understanding.
Okay.
And I was And one of the things I've asked God to do is remove, like, any blinders from, you know, praying for my family and myself, from our eyes, any, you know, spiritual blinders or any blockage that we have that's hindering us. So that was, like, my prayer earlier today. So, so that was, like, confirmation.
Well, is there anything else you would like prayer for?
No, you just confirmation. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe in God. Trust in God, yes. Believe in Lord.
Yes, yes.
No matter what it is, you can't lose with him. So.
No.
No matter what it looks like.
It's funny the way, because I'm a visual person, and, you know, definitely with the prophetic, I'm even more visual. And it's funny the pictures that he gives me, and that's what I saw. He kept showing me, like, highlighting the crown. He knows. He knows that you love him and you're faithful to him, and just keep on strong. May God protect you and keep you and give you the wisdom that you need. Is there anything you want to say, anything else, or ask for prayer about anything?
We say in that little bit, but I didn't hear last. Okay. I didn't really hear. Kind of heard every other word.
Okay. Do you need prayer or anything for prayer or a testimony?
Oh. Well, you touched everything. Just thank God for what he's doing in our life, you know, and just praying for our generation, our younger generation of kids, and all the school shootings. Just really been praying for that a lot. Just all the stuff going on, but no.
Okay.
That's.
Yes, we do have to pray for this generation. There's a lot of things rising up. People are not understanding each other, and that's why we need to get close to him so that we can see what it is God wants us to learn so that we know how to have right relationships, so we can touch the people around us and be light around them so that these things don't happen. But, you know, we can make a difference because God makes a difference in our lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep praying in our own circles around ourselves, for the schools, for the high schools, for our city, for the the government in the city, for all those things, our neighborhood, you know, touch it all, Lord, touch it all. Everybody represented in PGN, Father God, we just pray for their cities, their communities, Father God, their neighborhoods, Father God. We just pray for their protection, Father God, that you would, that your glory would touch all these areas, Father God, or where they live, Father God, that things will be turned around, Father God, that your presence be there. Revival will come, Father God. And we pray, Father God, you touch the churches, Father God, that the things that are dead, bring them to life, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bring them back to life, Lord. Awaken the sleeping giants, Father God. Waken up the sleeping giants in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
God just allow our children and younger generations to have an encounter, because they're so, you know, not taking it as serious, even though all the things are going on around them.
I know. But God hears. I mean, we got to be persistent too. And so as we spend time with him, we have his ear, you know, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. And also as you're seeking the Lord and you're loving on him and being changed in him, then the desires that he has will be your desires. And so when you start praying them out, they happen.
Mm-hmm.
So as you spend time with him, he's going to reveal to you, to all of us, his desires. And that was what we prayed.
Yes.
And that's when they start happening. They start happening because we're speaking what he has in heaven on earth. We're his mouthpiece, speaking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so how will we know that if we don't spend time with him? Right? So this is for all of us. Right. And so he loves us. He's luring us to him. The more we come to him, the more we know. We know his heart. We know his heart. Like a wife knows her husband's heart when she talks to him. And they know. They know. They know.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time with each other. There's even old folks that look like each other after so many years. They know. They know what the other one wants to eat, what the other one wants to do. You know, they don't even have to say anything. So that's, it is with the Lord. You know, the more you spend time with him, your desires are going to change. It'll be his desires. His desires.
Mm-hmm.
Thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, because they're his desires. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, sister. Well, you have a blessed week. God bless you.
Thank you.
And stay blessed.
God bless you. You too. God bless you.
All right. Let's see. All right. There's a bunch of numbers. Let's see. Okay. 903-253. Your name and where you're from. 903-253. Your name and where you're from.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Your name and where you're from.
Carla.
I'm sorry. You
Texas.
Oh, Carla.
First time caller.
Oh, you're a first-time caller. God bless you. All right. Well,
God
this is what
you.
We do. We put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. I'll pray for you first, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll come back. Oh, Father God, Lord, I thank you for Carla. Father God, thank you, Jesus, for Carla. Thank you, Jesus, for Carla. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you have your arms opened up for her, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what that you want to speak to Carla, that you want her, that you love her, Father God, and that you're calling out to her to come to you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for Carla, Father God. Lord, I thank you because as she's coming towards you, Lord, that she's going to be wowed in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, Lord, because she's never, ever had a lover like you. Thank you, Jesus. She's never had somebody like you, Lord. And she's never, never, ever going to let you go because she loves you. She loves you and she's yet to know you in a deeper sense, like she's never known you before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Carla. Thank you, Lord, because you are a way maker. Thank you, Lord, because you are a way maker. You're going to show her you're a way maker, a way maker. You're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me look for her number again. Carla, let's see. This thing is a little slow.
Yes.
Carla, are you there? Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm
Would
here.
Would you like to say testimony or speak something or a prayer? You need a prayer? Carla?
I need prayer for, I just have been talking to the Lord about where do I need to relocate, need to move to.
Okay. All right. Father God, I know that this is a hard thing sometimes, Lord, that we don't know. But I pray that you give her direction. I pray that either you let somebody say something, guide her, Father God, in that, Father God. And if it's no, let her know that it's no. And if it is yes, where, Lord, that somehow, some way,
yes,
that she will know. And even as she seeks you in your word, Father God, as she seeks you daily, that even in her time of meditation, Father God, that you will bring thoughts into her mind, Father God, that she will know, that she knows that this is the way that she is to go, because your word illuminates her path, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for illuminating her path as she seeks you. I thank you, Lord, because you, your Holy Spirit will keep her and guide her, keep her and protect her, Father God. And, Lord, she's asking you. She's asking you. She wants your direction. She doesn't want her own. She wants you what you want. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Yes, she wants what you want, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you because as we seek, he will open up the doors and he will provide for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. So continue looking, you know, spending time with the Lord. Sometimes something gets dropped in your spirit as you speak to, you know, you seek him, you know, and even as you talk with other believers, sometimes God will drop something in your spirit. And then you'll go, oh, wow, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
I think about that before. Yes. It's like, you're like, well, because God didn't drop it before. And so that's how, you know, sometimes, but the more you see God, the more he's going to give you clarity as to what to do. But spend time with him. Spend time with him in the
Amen.
Secret place.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
So we've already prayed.
Okay.
So be on the lookout as you're reading the word. He's going to drop it in your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Are you planning to go back with family?
Yes.
Can I ask why?
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to move back with family, but I was needing to go and see my family. My mom, you know, she's up in age, and she have not seen me in 5 years. And I have a sister that the Lord has said that he was going to, I had a dream that she had stopped drinking and preaching the gospel. Which she has stopped drinking. She kind of had a stroke and she's in a nursing home. And I've just been trying to get there. And I just keep telling the Lord, I need to get to see my family because I just feel like God's going to really do a work. And my sister that had a stroke and she's not drinking anymore. You know, but she's not able to speak, and I just feel like, you know, I need to get
your heart
to see my family.
Her. Yeah, you want to be with your family. So, Lord, I sense that's your heart's desire to be there. I just pray, Father God, that you work it all out, Father God. If that's your plan, Lord, that. She just doesn't go out there with nothing. I just pray that that she'll be able to have a job if that's your will, that you open up the doors for a job if that's your will, Father God. Lord, I just pray that you will let her know for sure if that's what you want or if it's meant for her to go visit, that you give her direction for that. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for making the path clear for her to understand what she needs to do in her next move and her next assignment, whatever the assignment is, Father God, if it's for her family, Lord, give her clarity in Jesus' name, and that she will not move until she knows that she knows. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that you and her time and spending with you, that these things will be discussed between you and her, Father God, that you will give her guidance, Father God, and show her the way in the right way to go. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
That's what I your heart in the matter.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And he'll show you.
Mom.
And
yes.
He did the same thing for me. I needed to move, and then, I mean, I even had boxes and everything, but there was like a check in my spirit that was saying no. And I was like, Lord, okay, I'm still doing this, but I don't know. This doesn't feel like I'm supposed to do this. And so finally, he dropped it in my spirit, and then I got rid of everything. I got rid of the boxes and all that stuff, and I didn't pursue that. And I had peace. So the peace is what's going to lead you, okay? You have to learn to follow the peace.
Yeah.
Okay? And as you spend time with him, that peace, the peace of God will lead you. If you don't feel it, if you feel a check and there's something not right, I wouldn't make any move. That's how God teaches you how to follow his voice, follow him, okay? Yeah. Not what anybody else tells you. I mean, we're here to confirm, but we're not going to tell you you're marrying this person, you need to move to this state or do this or that. He wants it to be between you and him. He'll confirm what you already know.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So, okay, sister, you know, you got to spend time with your lover.
Yes, amen. Okay? Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, I don't know. Some people came in later, so please listen to the message again, because there's specifics there that might guide you through the week. God gave me this for me and for you guys. And so there's messages. And like Randy says, you know, God gives you a word and it's like in codes, but it's up to you to search it out and find what those codes are referring to. What those codes are referring to, when the prophetic will confirm, will give you guidance, you know, up to a certain point, but it's not going to tell you everything. We see in part, you know.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes,
that's
yeah,
amen.
But, you know, but we don't get to choose what we say. It's what God says.
Amen.
Know? It's what God says. Okay? So
yes.
You have your part to do this week. Seek your lover. Let him know you love him. Spend time with him in the secret place. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. And you'll be on the right track. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Carla.
Yes.
Have a blessed
yes.
week.
Thank you.
Let's see. All right. 709-500. I'm trying that one. 709-500. Your name and where you're from. Hello? Okay. I'll come back to that one. 912-339, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Angela Joy from Georgia. Hi, Carmen.
Hey. Okay. Angela,
hey.
Joy. Name Joy. All right. Let me leave you on because it sounds like it goes and comes and I don't want to lose you. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord, I lift up Angela Joy, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my sister, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for her grandchildren, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your hand over them, for your keeping them, Father God. Yeah, for her grandchildren. Here, grandchildren. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for their protection. Thank you, Lord, for their guidance. Thank you, Lord, for her wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just ask you, Father God, for her family, Lord. I pray you for your hands, your mighty. I thank you, Lord, for your protection, just like you protected me from things that we are not aware of, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you do. We just love you. We thank you for that, Lord, for you move in mysterious ways, and we don't have to fear about anything because even the things that we don't even know, you're taking care of it. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hey, Angela, what's going on? You have a testimony?
Well, I have a testimony and a little testimony, and then I have, you know, just prayer needs. I mean, it's nice that God revealed to you about, you know, my family, because that's something that, you know, the Lord has been, I've been speaking to the Lord about. My youngest son, I got a word recently that, you know, before some things started to happen with him, that God was going to get his attention, pretty much is like what the word was, like he was going to get his attention. So he really like, you know, so he was working at a pawn shop, and they were managing like two pawn shops, and pawn shop he was at, he was off that day, it got robbed. But the guy who came in to rob it had a knife, and my son's kind of, kind of like me in a sense. He told me the other day, he says, this kind of scares me that he finds that he's so much like me. But anyway, he was off that day, and so I know probably if the guy had approached him with a knife and the guy came in demanding a gun, and knowing him, he probably would have done something and not given the guy the gun. So I don't know how that would have turned out, because I know him. I mean, he wasn't probably going to just lie down and say, here, take the gun. So anyway, he was off that day. So I saw God's hand on that, that he not even be there to make that decision. So anyway, the guy took the gun, and he what now?
You see, God watches us even when we don't even realize that we need protection.
Right, and I'm trying to tell him, you know, look at this, you know, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, is he seeing this stuff? Does he understand? And so, you know, the guy got the gun and shot at the police and all of this, and so they ended up shutting down, because I told him to go on back to school. He's into music, so that's just kind of like something he was doing, because he's got a little studio set up, and he's doing this music that is not the kind of music that I want to hear. But he's all focused on this, and he's got all his, you know, attention in that. And then he was just doing, you know, work in there, and he'd been there about 3 or 4 years. And, you know, the guy got the gun, shot at the police cars and all of this, and so I guess the owner got a little shaken up about it, so he closed that store, and so then he doesn't have a job. And then he sold them to another company, to somebody else. So he's without a job now. Then right after that, he's driving on the road. Thank goodness he wasn't going too fast. Hits a deer. Messes up the car. Now, you know, and it doesn't have a job. The car's, like, messed up. And I'm telling him, you've got to get on track with God. You've got, you know, and he's just, you know, headstrong, going his own way. So I'm like, but I had gotten that word about that God was going to allow some stuff to happen. It was going to get his attention. And, you know, so I don't know. So he's been on my heart a lot. And so I believe God is reeling him in. So I'm praying over him. And I do have a testimony as far as, you know, I was a situation, and I just continue to confess the word that no matter how bad it looks or what it looks like, God always comes through. So I had a little financial situation, and, you know, as always, God came through, and it allowed me to, like, you know, talk to my sons about some stuff. So they're kind of seeing, you know, maybe to reach out and start looking after me more than maybe they should. So anyway, that was a real testimony, because I didn't know what was going to happen with that situation, but God worked it out. And so I'm just, it's such a faith walk, Carmen, you know, we just, I don't, just like, sometimes I wonder, like, God, you know, you're allowing all this stuff to happen, and I know it's to build our faith, and but, you know, I'm like, Lord, can you just give me a little break?
I know, I've heard that one. I've said that one myself. But you know what? The more that we seek the Lord, I think, you know, when those times come like that, that's when we have to really hit it hard, and we'll hear him telling us and guiding us. And that peace to get to where we need to go and to line up with what it is that he wants us to see. And so sometimes we miss it because there's so many things that pull us out in the world. Do this, that you have to do this, to do that. And you know what? I realize now that, you know, that can wait. I'm sorry. That can wait. And it's still going to be there tomorrow. I need to spend time with Jesus. He's the one that's going to give me the answer. Yep. He's the one that's going to give me the answer. And those are lessons that I have had to learn the hard way. But now I'm like, and there's times where I need prayer, you know, from somebody else. And that's why we need each other to be prayed over. So, you know, there's different ways that God will do it. And so, but it's still in him, you see, even with others being seeking him, you know, there's times that we're weary and we're tired, but you know, he says, come to me. I'm going to give you rest. And you know what?
Yeah.
There's been times that I want to go to church. And then all of a sudden, when I do go to church, then my perspective is different. It's like, oh my goodness, the enemy was blinding me to all this, trying to keep me up in circles. And
it's
not that way. So he takes you higher so that you can look down and see, oh, so that's what's really going on. And gives you the strategy how to handle the situation. So, Lord, I just lift up my sister and her family. Lord, I pray, Father God, for her son. Lord, I pray for everyone's children that are listening, they're going through the same thing, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that you just bless them, that you touch these young people, that you would help them, Father God, to hear you, put divine connections with them, Father God, people that will connect them and befriend them and minister to them in ways that they don't even know they're being ministered to, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you give favor to those that are coming alongside of them to minister to them and draw them to the things of God. I pray, Father God, that even in their dreams, when they're dreaming, that they'll wake up in the morning desiring God's heart to deal with them dreams and envisions, Father God, that they will be moved waking up in the morning knowing that I need God.
Just deal
with hearts in a special way, in a loving way, the way that you love us, Lord. You know, Lord, I just pray that you just touch them with your presence of love, Lord, that they're not afraid, that they feel that they're losing anything when they come to you, but that they're gaining, that they're gaining, that they're gaining the best thing that's ever in their life, Father God. I just pray, Father God, just touch them in that sweet voice that you woo us to, Lord. The way that you love on us, Lord, that you make us fall in love with you, Lord. Just help them, Father God, these children, these young people, Father God, our family members that are lost without you, Lord. Just woo them to you, Lord. Help them to know that they need you, that they need you. That they don't realize it, but that they need you, Lord. Help them, Father God. And I pray for any other financial needs that my sister or anyone else on these calls or in future calls that are listening to this show, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you bless them tonight, Father God, in a special way, that you give them opportunities that when one door shuts, Lord, that other doors open up, Father God, that you put them in the right place, God. And I pray, Father God, that they will keep until the perfect timing for you to have those open doors, Father God. Drop it in their spirits, the things that they have to do next, Father God. Give them your desires, the desires that will draw them near to you and the places where they need to go, where they're going to grow more, where they're going to know you more. And Lord, I pray, Father God, for my next blessings on my brothers and my sisters, Father God. Now, I pray, Father God, for now, and I pray you give them wisdom, Father God, to know how to save. I pray, Father God, that the money that they receive will not fall into pockets with holes, Father God. I pray that money will last them a long time, that when they look, they still have a lot of money left over, that it doesn't go to waste, that Father God, that that they don't need to spend it on other things or other broken things. I pray, Father, you protect their things, Father God, from going bad, their cars, preserve them, that everything gets paid for, Father God. We thank you because you give us all the things that we need. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for that, Lord. You are a mighty God. You are the God that has the cattle on 1,000 hills. You supply all our needs, and we thank you for that. You already paid the price for that. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now. Just supply, Lord. And not only supply, but they keep their eyes on you, not on your hand, what you can give, but on you, Father God. It's like we have a lover, and the lover doesn't want us to always be asking and begging for things, but for them. The Lord wants our hearts. He doesn't mind giving us things. But he wants us. He wants us in change of all the blessing. Our true happiness comes from knowing him, from being with him.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, for these young people are going to know you, and they're going to love being with you, Lord. And it's not what you provide, but who you are, that you are love,
yes,
that you are the one that their soul needs. I thank you, Jesus, for all of that. And I thank you because the other blessing, when we seek you first, Lord, all the other things come to pass. All the other things get fulfilled. Thank you for healing relationships tonight. Thank you for healing the family relationships. Thank you for healing friendships. Thank you for healing, Lord, the neighborhoods, Father God, that people don't talk anymore, but I pray that you touch the neighbors, that there be a friendly environment in the neighborhoods. I thank you, Father God, that people are talking again. I thank you for the joy, Father God, but not just the joy of the Lord. Lord, bring revival. Touch the people, Father
God.
Thank you for my sister, Lord. Continue using her mightily, Father God. Open doors, Father God, and whatever doors close, let her know that there's another open door somewhere else, that you're preparing her and you're changing the atmosphere because you got other things for her. I thank you, Father God, because she knows that. I thank you, Father God, because her faith is growing more and more each day. I thank you, Lord, that we never stop growing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just have such a desire, really, to just kind of be more freed up to just do what God's called me to do and just be sensitive to what he's saying. You know, I'm thinking about a business opportunity because I'm working, you know, for a company, and, you know, it's very rigid as far as, you know, I'm working from home, but it's you know, the schedule is rigid. It's getting ready to get really, really busy because of the holiday. But, you know, I'm just ready to be able to, a friend of mine, she's in a business that someone had approached me about before. And so a friend of mine that I've known for many, ever since high school, she's in this business, and she's been kind of at me about, so I'm trying to listen to, like, God, you know, I had this opportunity to get in this business before. Yeah.
Well,
I had an opportunity. Pray about that, because I've had the opportunity to get in this business before, but I just didn't even think about it much, but now I'm kind of thinking about it, so.
Okay. Well, let's pray about it, and anybody else on the line that has those needs too, Lord, you grab a hold on and have faith for that. Grab a hold on to these prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this business opportunity. I pray, Father God, that you give her, drop it in her spirit to know what she needs to do and what to do next. She has a desire, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you show her exactly what to do, and that, Father God, whether it's through someone else or something that someone says, I pray, or something she sees, Lord, I just pray that you remind her of the things that you even told her in the past when she was a child, of the things that she desired. Lord, that whatever it is, it'll be a thing that she enjoys to do, even if it's work, because when it's enjoyable, it's not work. And I ask you, Father God, that, Lord, that you bless those that are listening tonight, that if they have the same desire for a job opportunity, a business opportunity, that you open the doors, Father God, you drop it in their spirit, you give them that desire, Father God, show them what it is that they need to do, and, Lord, and supply all the needs for that, and guide and help them to find the things that are free for them to do it without money. I pray, Father God, to help them connect with the right people that know or maybe can help them to guide them in a better way, Father God, that, to make it easier for them and not harder for them. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I pray that whatever it is with the business, supply the customers, if it's customers, whatever it is, those that are going to take from that business, so that they'll come, that you send them and you bless them.
Yes.
And I pray they won't forget, that they won't forget to sow their seeds, Lord, once you give it to them, that they will sow the seeds and not eat it, and that they will continue to be blessed, that they will place it in your kingdom in fertile ground. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you, my sister, so much for the prayer. And be blessed. And we just thank you for your being a gift to the body of Christ. Lord, we just thank you for Carmen being such a blessing and such a gift to the body of Christ.
Well, it's the Lord. He's put me here. I know I'm supposed to be here.
It's such a mystery, though, isn't it? Such a mystery, you know, how he operates and how he just, you know, he maneuvers and puts us in place to do what he's called us to do. So we just have to be obedient. So thank God for your obedience. You don't have to say yes, but you did.
Yeah. I know that I'm better off doing what God says than doing my own thing.
Right.
I know I'm supposed to do it, and I want to do it because I love him. I love
Amen.
Him. And what better way to show him? It's not like, you know, like I tell my family, if they say they love me and I go, well, show me.
That's it. That's it.
Show me.
Actions speak louder than words.
It's like my grandmother would say, don't bring me flowers after I'm dead. I bring them
I
to
know.
Me when I'm alive.
When you can smell them and enjoy them. Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
So what good is he going to do when I can't smell him?
Exactly. After you're dead, you can't praise him like you do here. There's a difference here. So do it now.
Yes.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Bless him. Mm-hmm. Love him because he's done so much for you. He loves you so much. So,
yes.
Well,
Amen.
We're getting close to closing out the show. We've got a few more minutes left, and I want to make sure that I pray for the people that are still on.
Bless.
They didn't all answer, so because it's closing time. So I'm gonna say a prayer for them. If you wanna also help me to pray,
that'd
be awesome. Man, I did something. My computer keeps on locking up. I have to put in the password all the time. But it's good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the brothers and sisters that are on the line, Lord. I try to answer their calls, Lord, but for some reason the lines didn't connect. But Lord, we still pray for them.
Lord.
We ask, Father God, that you bless them, that those that have lost, that weren't able to get on, and because of time, Lord, we just ask you to bless them. Bless them in
yes,
the
Lord.
Work. Bless them on the road. Bless them in their finances.
Yes.
Lord, but most of all, bless them in time with you in that secret place.
Yes.
Help them to sense you, those that have never sensed you in that special way, that they sense you in a loving way, and that they be so addicted to you, Jesus. Bless them in conviction to you, that they will love
Jesus.
You more and more, and that they will be prepared for the coming days and to help their families and those around them, Father God, to get closer to you. Help them to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. The light. Help them to be light in the midst of darkness, Father God. You live inside of them. Let your light shine, Father God, through them. And Lord, give them wisdom to know how to do these things, that they, in their zeal, they don't do things that might hurt the things of your kingdom. But I thank you, Lord, because your Holy Spirit leads and guides them, Father God. You lead and guide them in all the things that they need to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just pray that right now. For guidance, for your blessings over them. Thank you, Lord, because we know that you are God. We know that we serve a mighty God.
Yes,
we thank you for your
awesome.
We thank you for your love, Lord.
Awesome.
And we thank
we
you
thank
for your protection,
you
for even things that we don't even know. Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. And praise
my
you,
God.
Lord. Just give you glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, as you were praying, Carmen, I saw a bird, a blue jay, and I just heard the word like spring. So I just want to release that. Let us all be encouraged that we know springtime is coming. It's been a long winter, a long dark winter for some. And Lord, I know they're looking for spring to come in their lives. And you know, in Matthew 6:26-34, it says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, but nor gather into the, I can't even see it all. It's not coming up. Here it is. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Well, Lord, we just thank you for the peace that will come upon those who are listening, who sings as if their winter is a very long, cold place. But Lord, let them not be consumed in that place of worry. But Lord, let them be as the birds that they don't worry. They just, they, I guess they figured out, and maybe a little bit more smarter than we are, that they're not going to add anything to any cubit to their stature just by worrying. Neither can we. So, Lord, let us just rest in you. So, Lord, and release all that we've been carrying in this season of so much that's going on right now. So much. So, Lord, we just thank you for the springtime that's coming forth in those lives, in our lives, that are looking for a new, fresh breath of wind to blow through. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your wind, your fresh breath of wind will blow through in their season and blow out the darkness and bring in the springtime for your glory to be made manifest. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, it was a blessing to be on here with you, and you continue to be blessed, my sister. I didn't know you were on Saturday, so. So I'm usually working Saturday until midnight. I was off today because I had taken one of the in-laws, a cousin. They still claim me as their cousin. He had passed, and then I went to that, and then later I went by. And then I went to a wedding. But normally I'm working. I'm off on Fridays, and I'm off on Sundays. But usually I'm working to midnight during the week. Saturdays is going to start. I'll be working to 1 a.m., so... I just know it's time for God to just do something different for me.
Yeah, it's ready to go off in 70 seconds.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, well, good night. All right, you too. All right, good night, and have a blessed one.
You too. God bless.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, and bless. Bless Randy, Father God, and those on PGN tonight, and as they listen to the message, Lord, I pray, Father God, that they know that the lover of their soul is waiting for them. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. Thank you for the callers tonight. Continue blessing them, and even with things that we haven't even discussed on the show, Lord, bless them, even with their prayers that they didn't say. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Bless them in their work week. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Like a little child, I enter in, running boldly through who's always been so good to me. Be with me without any pretense. I'm caught up in your arms of grace. Your banner over me is love, your love. In your eyes all I can see is love, your
You're better off for me. You're